Today's match is in the books, and we're breaking it down. This is your RSL post-match show on the RSL Radio Network.
You know what I missed in the offseason? The post-match show intro. We're always having a good time, even if it's not a great game. Which, I would say it was a pretty good game from RSL tonight. A road point, I'll take it. 1-1 at the end of the match for Real Salt Lake against St. Louis. Chicho Arango getting his 100th MLS goal. Matt Crooks with just awesome. The loveliest assist. Some really nice buildup for Real Salt Lake in that goal. A lovely turn from Chicho. Great finish. Unfortunate, I think, for Real Salt Lake not to be able to grab another. I think St. Louis would feel the same way, though. So 1-1, a well-earned point. A tough goal to concede for St. Louis. Very, very well done, but also very poorly done from Brian Vera. But you know what? Road point against a tough opponent. I mostly just wanted a goal from Real Salt Lake in this game, and I'm glad that they're off the mark in that regard.
Yeah, no, I think that we saw in the second half RSL open up St. Louis a couple of times, some good touches in the box as the game wore on, and the goal itself was really beautiful. The build up was really, really good. From the nice little flick from Diego Luna, or the ball into Diego Luna, I think it was from Bodie, I think, or Ojeda, I can't remember, one of those two, and the flick from Luna, and then just the first time pass, but all the hard work was still to be done by Chicho Arango. That first touch kind of shields the ball and takes it away from the centre back, and then a really expert finish from the captain, as you said, to make his 100th goal, career goal. But also, a nice little fact here, with his goal tonight, Cristiano Arango tied Taylor Twellman, 33 games, as the fourth fastest player in MLS history to score 20 career regular season road goals. And delighted that he's off the mark. Didn't cut the frustrated figure that we saw against Miami because he got plenty of service. It was just him, his touches kind of let him down to start off with. But there were some really good moments. And Matt Crooks, everything that you wanted from a debut, an assist, and just looking comfortable straight away. Working on the right-hand side, drifting into the middle. That header, almost headed chance where he just crashes into the box and knocks the defender over. It's everything that you wanted to see, because that is everything that he brings to the teams that he plays for. And he works hard. And yeah, I thought there were some really good things. And we'd love tonight to hear who your man of the match is. And if it's not Amika Anelli, you're wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
Phenomenal.
So
just
good.
Brilliant.
He was so good tonight. And I think it's easy often to look at a player in that position and overlook a good performance because they're just doing their job. But he was so good tonight that you couldn't help but notice the hard work that he was putting in, winning the ball for Real Salt Lake, getting up the field. Fantastic from Anelli tonight. Matt Crooks, when he came on the field, I know how tall he is, but seeing it on the field, I kept saying that he looks comically out of place, but like in a good way. Like, I just, height you don't see a whole lot of in Major League Soccer, and especially at Real Salt Lake, super easy to spot on the field, but also so composed and fluid, which you also don't see a whole lot of from very tall people. But so fun to watch. Happy for him to get debut. Fidel Barajas got a few more minutes. Loved that as well. I would have loved to see, I thought Andres was doing fine, but I would have loved to see Anderson sooner just because of what Andres was doing with his pace down that right side. Imagine Anderson Julio taking it down that right side all game.
Had that chance right at the end as well. And again, just a few more minutes, as you said, and I think Barajas as well. I think Diego Luna started to lag a little bit And yeah, I think those two subs should have been made probably 5 minutes earlier, maybe a little bit more, as you saw the game start to stretch a little bit. And yeah, definitely. But yeah, I would have taken a point before kickoff.
Yeah.
I feel like it's maybe 2 points dropped.
Yeah.
Just with the mistake that led up to the equaliser and the fact that I think that St. Louis were there for the taking. They were a little bit panicky at the back at times. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll take it, though. It's a goal. It's a point. And we're back home. And, yeah, we start things off at America First Field next week.
Super excited to be back in Sandy next week. I love being in the stadium for home games. Send us your thoughts on the match at Lars_MM on Twitter or Instagram. Troy Ovison, friend of the program, says, hard to argue with the result 1-1 and a lot of positives to build on for RSL. Impressed with Crooks and Gomez, looked so much more composed. On to the home opener. We also had a reaction from another friend of the program, Caleb Reeve. Gave up a soft goal with 10 minutes left, but I think the last game and a half has been really promising. Start converting chances into goals, and this team can compete for the West. I absolutely agree. The big chances missed for Real Salt Lake, or even just the lack of taking advantage of those turnovers and opportunities that they're getting, they've got to figure out how to convert those and how to get better chances out of those. Because they've in these first two games, they've just been gifted so many opportunities that they haven't been able to finish or turn into an even better opportunity. And that's one of those big differences between the good and great teams, is taking advantage of the opportunities that the other team gifts you.
Yeah, I think maybe the finishing has been a little bit erratic.
Yeah.
Obviously, a switch in formation, a couple of new players or players that are going to have to step up. It's going to take a little bit of time. We're seeing promising signs, which is the good thing. If we weren't creating chances, weren't getting into good positions, then I wouldn't say it'd be panic stations, but I'd be a little bit more concerned. Better touches in and around the box, and I think that this team will start to fire. And probably next week and the couple of weeks after, you're going to see this team a little bit more polished. Obviously, with good teams, good defensive teams, it's going to be tougher to break them down, and we're going to have to be patient at times. But yeah, there's definitely promising signs, particularly as Caleb said, you know, the last game and a half, come on leaps and bounds from that first 45 minutes against into Miami.
Final stats of the match, Real Salt Lake ended up with 60% possession, 15 shots, 4 on target, 12 shots, 4 on target for St. Louis. 526 total passes for Real Salt Lake with 82% accuracy. That's a number we talk about quite a bit, is where you find that their accuracy in that game. And you look at St. Louis's at 67%. That's quite a stark difference.
I want to look at some individual stats. I want to see what Amika Anelli, how many times he won the ball. That was crazy.
5 offsides calls for Real Salt Lake. I think all of those might have been against Chicho. Portland just scored against Colorado at home.
Weird. Chris Armas gonna poop the bed, hopefully. Can't stand him, but whatever. Yep. Moving swiftly on.
Speaking of what's happening around the league, we can take a quick peek, maybe, around the league, if my laptop decides to work.
Oh, no, but that means Phil Neville's doing well. Oh, no, this is terrible.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Yeah, the best result here is a draw. Yeah.
Is the game's called off.
Or that.
Carry on.
Team forfeit points for both teams somehow.
Timber Joey's.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Friggin' chainsaw breaks or something like that. Maiming him. No, nothing like that. Nothing
awful.
No
harm to any supporters. Quick look around the league. Columbus with a home win against Atlanta United 1-0 in the first kickoff of today. LAFC beat Seattle at home 2-1. Charlotte with a 1-0 win at home as well. Christian Benteke with a hat trick in their first match of the season, 3-1 at home for DC United against New England. Orlando and Montreal played to a 0-0. Philadelphia and Chicago played to a 2-2 draw. Minnesota got the road win 2-1 against Austin. Dallas with a 2-1 win at home against San Jose. 1-1 between Houston and Sporting Kansas City, as well as St. Louis and Salt Lake. And as we just said, Portland up 1-0 early in this one at home against Colorado. Colorado, a team that Real Salt Lake will face here shortly.
Yeah, week four, I think. Well, the fourth game of the season, all right?
The commentators on the Apple broadcast mentioned it, a tough opening sequence for Real Salt Lake to start the season. It's going to be some good challenges. Excited to see how they hold up against them.
Three of the first four games, all right? It's Colorado.
But it's the Rocky Mountain Cup. We'll give them a little benefit of the doubt there.
Thank you, RSL, for retaining the Rocky Mountain Cup in 2014.
Yes. But it's one that Colorado does get up for sometimes. But hosting LAFC next weekend at home, and then home against Colorado, Vancouver, which isn't necessarily always a great matchup opponent, but turf up in Vancouver, something that Real Salt Lake very much struggles against. And Dami.
Miss you.
Yep. I mean, yeah. And then St. Louis at home at the end of March. So, I mean, we joked about seeing St. Louis rapidly in quick succession, but yeah, they do. They'll see them again very shortly. But send us your thoughts. And I'm leaving. So,
I'm trying to get the post game press conference up, but again, we're running into issues with the Zoom meeting. I apologize.
No, hopefully we get it this week or today, unlike on Wednesday. But Spence and Alex will wrap up the post game show for you on the other side. I will be here next Saturday, so keep listening. Spence and Alex, continuing the post match show here on the RSL Radio Network.
All right, welcome back into the RSL post-game show here on the RSL Radio Network. Myself, Spence Warne. Alex Nappas with me.
Yes, sir.
Did I pronounce that last name right?
Naples, yeah, there you go.
Naples.
Close
Napoli. Portland Timbers up 2-0 after 15 minutes. Chris Armas doing a wonderful job in Colorado already. Shock horror. Meeting is up. We have it. And as soon as we have either Pablo Mastroianni or one of the players, Alex will toss it over to St. Louis. RSL finishing 1-1 tonight on the road. Two road games in 3 days or 4 days. And a point not amazing, Alex, but after the first 45 minutes in Miami, the way they responded in the second 45 minutes and now the 90-minute performance they've put in against St. Louis, feeling a lot better about things and where our RSL heading.
Yeah, and I think you can agree with me that this is kind of a much different team than what we saw on Wednesday. They looked a lot better tonight against St. Louis. And I thought, honestly, the 3 points there were there for the taking. It seemed like RSL had the opportunities and the chances to kind of go in and take the 3 points in St. Louis, but unfortunately just the one defensive error that Real Salt Lake had this match is the one that St. Louis was able to capitalize and score on.
It's always the way, just that one mistake, and that's all a forward of Adrian's ability needs to put the ball in the back of the net and share the spoils, but plenty of positives. Obviously, Chicho Arango off the mark for the season, a wonderful team goal, really good finish by him. A couple of other opportunities, one from Anderson Julio. Again, good connecting play between the midfield and the forward line. And then obviously the introduction of Matt Crooks, who looked like he'd been a part of the team for seasons.
Matt Crooks looked fantastic in just a little bit of run that he got. I thought he came on and really kind of changed the way that Real Salt Lake was attacking and the way they looked going forward. I thought Matt Crooks came on, did fantastic. Chicho Arango was a much different player than what we saw on Wednesday. Wednesday, he was playing a little bit frustrated. He was playing a little bit... maybe he was caught up in the moment, I don't know, but today he just seemed much more composed. He seemed much more like Chicho Arango in this one. He wasn't as frustrated as he was on Wednesday night.
Obviously, when you look at the stats, Alex, RSL finishing with just over 60% possession. Pretty much the way St. Louis play anyway. They like to get the ball forward. They don't really care about having too much time on the ball. But RSL did a really good job of breaking up the play, winning the second balls. They finished the night with 15 shots, four of those on target. St. Louis with 12 shots, four of those on target. And then RSL passing, unbelievable. It was 526 passes they finished the night on with just shy of 82% accuracy. Much improved. And even though you're not seeing how fully Pablo wants the boys to play, you're starting to see the stat sheet reflect what they were trying to do. The three-man midfield, obviously the two holders, and Pablo Ruiz playing as more of that number 10. Just getting on the ball, short passes. I wouldn't say tiki-taka football, but at the same time, just trying to keep it simple and move it on to the next guy who's in a little bit more space. And we saw a big improvement, particularly in the second half again against St. Louis.
And I think this RSL team is still far from the finished product of what RSL is going to be this season, but bounds and leaps much better than Wednesday night. They looked a lot better in possession. I think tonight Rouse Lake did something they didn't do on Wednesday, which was win the midfield. I thought Emeka Nelly did fantastic, as you mentioned. Brian Ojeda playing alongside him was also very well. I think Ruiz was much improved as well, playing in the 10 position tonight. I think Rouse Lake did a good job of winning that midfield, and it's a big reason as to why we're seeing those stats kind of jump out more than they did against Inter Miami.
And obviously with Pablo Ruiz, we still have to remember, fantastic season in 2023, playing slightly deeper, obviously, but he's still working his way back to full fitness after that knee injury, which made RSL's job hugely more difficult in the second half of the season. Probably why RSL didn't go a little bit deeper into the playoffs or score as many goals. It seemed to me that he had a hand in everything good RSL did in 2023. But again, there's options for Real Salt Lake. Nelson Palacio didn't get on tonight. Obviously, Matt Crooks is available. You throw in, obviously, Emeka Anelli into the midfield as well, who just looked great. There's so many positives. I thought Bodie Hidalgo had a decent, solid game. Andrew Brody looked a lot more composed at left back tonight.
Yeah, Bodie Hidalgo played a good game, and look, one of the guys I was getting like a lot of backlash and major criticism was Andres Gomez, and I want to talk about him here in just a minute, but it looks like we're going to send him down to St. Louis with Pablo Mastroeni.
Recording in progress.
Caleb, why don't you lead us off?
Sounds good. I guess to start out, we can talk about that goal, first goal of the season for you guys, and it seemed like the way it came about was kind of perfect for, if I understand the way you guys are trying to play, it kind of was executed almost to perfection with like those central passes and then obviously ending with Chicho.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a really good play. And again, I think in that part of the field, we want our tents closer together. And I think both Luna and Crooksy were involved in the play. And one of the things that, you know, is really important with the setup is the weight of the pass and you know, the foot that he plays the pass to. I thought it was just all around perfect execution. And again, that's what it takes to score against a really, you know, staunch defense like St. Louis. And again, I think today, as just from overall picture, I think on both sides of the ball, we did a really good job controlling the majority of important moments. And I think it's a very good performance to continue to build upon.
Yeah, it's too bad you couldn't kind of celebrate that goal for a little bit longer, because, you know, five minutes later, they counter and it's right back tied. So I guess what kind of happened there? Was there a lapse in like communication, the defense, and what'd you kind of see from that counter?
Yeah, you know, I think looking at it, you know, I have to go back to the film, but I think we could have dealt with the you know, Sam in the wide area a little bit better. You know, I think we gave up the inside channel and he took advantage of it, and he's a powerful, pacey player. And got onto his left foot, which is, you know, this is something that, you know, we talked about and what he brings to the game. I just felt like we should have been able to contain, instead of trying to win the ball, allow our defense to get back settled so that we had better numbers around the ball. Instead, we went for the ball, got beat, and everyone's recovering towards goal and had to at a quicker clip. So I think it's just the difference between trying to win the ball and trying to contain the player to allow your defense to get back will be critical in that play.
Cool. I'll let somebody else if they want.
Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, Pablo, gran partido hoy del Real Salt Lake, completo de los 90 minutos. Bueno, fue claramente superior y yo destaco el control del juego que yo creo que es una de las cosas que tú batallabas en este inicio de temporada, que decías que era uno de tus objetivos y la verdad que hoy lo has conseguido absolutamente. Y la segunda parte, la segunda pregunta es el error defensivo, el que costó el empate porque claramente mereció ganar hoy el equipo. Las dos cosas, el doble error bajo mi punto de vista, no solamente el que se precipitó Vera al ir al choque con el delantero, sino que después le faltó cobertura por detrás, que es algo que sé que ustedes también han estado trabajando, ¿no?
Sí, no, yo creo que del tema del control del partido, yo creo que en el primer tiempo contra Miami jugamos con mucho, respetamos mucho el equipo de Miami. En el segundo tiempo, creo que salimos a buscar el juego y anduvimos bastante mejor. Yo creo que hoy día, del inicio, controlamos el partido de la manera que queríamos controlar. Creamos varias opciones en frente de gol. Ahora la definición, las decisiones que tomamos en frente de gol, eso viene con un poco de tiempo. Pero de los errores, yo creo que hay momentos en el partido cuando no tiene el apoyo de los otros centrales o del medio campo donde hay que aguantar el jugador y comprar un poco de tiempo. Porque en ese momento, especialmente en transición, quieren ir rápido. Nosotros deberemos en ese momento aguantar un poco más, que el jugador juega para atrás, así nos podemos ubicar en mejores posiciones para poder defender como un grupo. En esa jugada fuimos a ganar el balón y claro, el resto del grupo está corriendo para atrás, pero tengo que ver el video para saber cómo fue, cómo estamos posicionados atrás del balón cuando lo perdimos. Y también yo creo que el pase donde el momento donde perdimos el pase también es importante, porque si tenemos control y no hay mucha presión, no podemos gastar la oportunidad de aguantar un poco más el balón y perderlo tan fácil. Y los dos son las dos cosas.
El debut de Crooks, espectacular, ¿no? Porque bueno, se conectó inmediatamente con el equipo, ¿no?
Sí, no, yo creo que no sabía cómo iba a rendir hoy, solamente porque llegó de Inglaterra antes de ayer. Pero le hablé esta mañana, estaba listo, quería entrar en el partido. Y yo creo que es muy importante con los dos 10 que tenemos, que normalmente la tendencia es ir a buscar el balón siempre. Y con un jugador de experiencia sabe cuándo necesita a tirarse para atrás para ayudar a construir, pero lo más importante es que siempre pica el espacio por atrás, porque ese es el juego que está jugando. Y yo creo que él lo hizo perfecto hoy día, y claro, con más entrenamiento con el grupo y como se va entendiendo con los compañeros, yo creo que es un posición y jugador clave para el grupo moviendo para adelante.
Gracias.
Go ahead, Isai.
Hola Pablo, oye, quería preguntarte un poco con respecto a Enelly jugando hoy de volante. La temporada pasada, de hecho, yo siempre había mencionado que era una tarea difícil para ti el saber si jugar con Hidalgo o con Enelly, porque son dos jugadores que en la lateral derecha tienen mucho talento, pero ¿crees que vas a seguir utilizando a Enelly de volante en los siguientes partidos?
Mira, le puse al Nelly en este partido más por el contrario. O sea, porque sabemos que el estilo que quieren jugar, la habilidad de estar concentrado para pelear para la segunda pelota en este partido, porque dan pelotazo y rebota el balón y necesitamos jugadores muy enchufados en esa manera para aguantar un poco más el balón. Yo creo que para mí jugó el mejor partido en su carrera profesional en el Nelly, manteniendo el balón, moviendo el balón, robando el balón, concentración. Y ahora tenemos cuatro jugadores para esos dos espacios, o sea, esos dos puestos. Y para ser un gran equipo necesitamos competición. Y yo creo que para mí es una cosa donde siempre le da oportunidades a todos y el que está jugando en el mejor nivel debe ser el jugador que juega, porque queremos ganar como un equipo. Y para mí, como dije, Elneny jugó el mejor partido de su carrera.
En el tema de presión en cuanto al gol, creo que lo había mencionado un poco en la pregunta en inglés. Creo que el momento para que llegara el gol fue un poco desesperante para los jugadores. Estaban buscando oportunidades, buscando. Llegó el gol ya un poco tardío, pero creo que se suelta una gran presión por parte del equipo al no haber anotado gol contra Miami y en todo el primer tiempo contra San Luis.
Sí, no, tenés razón. Yo creo que para el equipo y también el Chicho, porque el Chicho también, siempre cuando cambia la sistema, a veces hay duda, especialmente en frente del arco. Y cuando mete el primer gol, ahora empieza la creencia del grupo, va a seguir creciendo. Y ahora tenemos que tomar mejores decisiones, porque llegamos varias veces, pero el último pase o la decisión en frente del arco no fue, en ese momento no fue la mejor opción. Así, eso viene con tiempo, pero lo que me da mucho orgullo es que los pibes siguieron peleando, luchando, y al fin construyeron un muy lindo gol, y ese debe ser el estándar donde queremos llegar como un equipo, que podemos construir eso tipo de opciones en frente de gol. Y ahora con el Chicho, con el primer gol, me imagino que se siente muy bien y con mucha confianza, y vamos a seguir para adelante.
Bueno, ya la última, la siguiente semana es contra LAFC, un rival muy complicado, al igual que San Luis. Creo que fueron las primeras tres pruebas más complicadas, pero es el primer juego en casa. Ahora el equipo tiene que jugar bien en casa, cosa que no fue muy frecuente la temporada pasada.
Sí, para mí es como el año pasado fue diferente. Tenemos jugadores diferentes, tenemos un sistema diferente de juego, entrenadores diferentes, y tenemos que crear nuestra identidad este año, ¿no? Y yo creo que la semana que viene vamos a mirar el video de este partido, vamos a sacar las jugadas que hicimos muy bien y mencionar que este es el estándar que queremos jugar cuando no tenemos balón, cuando tenemos balón, y tenemos que construir un equipo nuevo este año. Y ojalá nos toca jugar bien en casa, pero más importante es sacar los resultados, especialmente en el primer partido en casa, porque me imagino que va a estar lleno en las canchas, y queremos que la gente siga apoyando, porque estamos ganando, pero también estamos jugando un buen estilo de fútbol.
Gracias, Pablo.
¿Cómo no?
That was Pablo Mascherini, and delighted with how the team responded. Some really good patterns of play, and certainly some bright things to look forward to, particularly as we come home to play LAFC next week.
100%. I think just continue to build on positive for ourselves. I think they took the positives from Wednesday and continue to build on them in this match, and so if they just continue to build on the positive things, take them into LAFC while fixing up a little bit of that rust in the passing game, a little bit of rust in that defensive game, we're probably looking at a different situation. It looks like Matt Crooks is at the podium now.
Okay, guys, we don't have a translator, so we need to keep this to English for Mr. Crooks here, please.
Lo siento.
Go ahead, Caleb.
Okay. Hello, Matt. It's nice to meet you. Congrats on making your debut tonight. I understand that you got here from the States just a couple days ago. So how's the adjustment been?
Lobo's my dog.
Your dog?
Yeah.
Oh, it says it came up at the top saying Lobo's AirPods.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You can hear me?
Okay.
Okay. I was just going to ask you about what it was like to get to the States just a couple days ago and already be playing in your first match.
I flew over a couple of weeks ago. And for my visa and stuff, I had to fly back. So I've been doing a lot of traveling. I landed in Miami 2 days ago. So I feel like I've been living in airports and I've been on aeroplanes. I've done a lot of traveling, like I said, but I just wanted to get out there. I spoke to Gaffer before the game today at lunch, and we kind of agreed that there's no point wasting any time. The best way to kind of find my rhythm is to play football. So I was happy to get on when I did.
And then I guess since this is the first time we've talked to you, what was your initial reaction when the opportunity to come over here to Real Salt Lake became real?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised, to be fair, because I was expecting to go in maybe in the summer transfer window. It was something that me and my agent spoke about for a long time. But this came up and it felt like the right time, the right thing to do. I've always wanted to come over since I was 18, 19. If I didn't sign professional in England, I was going to do like a college scholarship. That was kind of my plan. So I've always wanted to come to the States and kind of try it. It's always been a dream of mine. And I'm fortunate enough that my family decided that they'd come with me as well. It's different when you're a young lad, 18, and can kind of do what you want. I've got two kids to look after and missus. So fortunate enough that they wanted to get on board. And we're all looking forward to what's going to be an exciting 3 years, I hope.
Yeah, so now that you have had a couple of weeks here, I guess, what's the experience been like so far getting integrated with the team? And what do you hope to bring personally yourself to this team?
Yeah, it's been cool. It's been difficult because obviously there's been a lot of traveling. I missed the Miami game. They came up from Portugal, so there wasn't a lot of training. So today is probably the most proper football I've played with the guys. But no, they're a good group. Really good group. I think I need to improve my Spanish a little bit. I want to try and integrate myself with all the guys as much as I can, get to know them all. But no, I'm enjoying it. It's going to be interesting for me this season. Obviously, I've not played any MLS games and don't know what the level or standards are like. So I'm excited. It's a new challenge for me. And obviously a challenge for us as a team this season to go as far as we can.
Awesome. I'll let anybody else if they want to jump in.
Alex. Carlos.
Alex.
Yes. Football is a international or global language, no? Crux, because the goal is amazing. All the connection between the other guys is amazing goal.
Yeah, it was a nice goal. Good team play. One touch passing. I've seen already from training and from the games that I've watched previously that the guys can play. Obviously, Diego got the chance to play with the national team, so that obviously proves that he's got a lot of potential. He's still young, but I think if he applies himself in the right way, he can go a long way. Obviously, I think that was Chicho's 100th goal today, which is some achievement. So yeah, we've got good players, and I think tonight shows that we're capable of playing good football.
Easy for you to accomplish things for the new team, the new soccer and the new ambient and feel. All is new for you, no? It's not easy.
Yeah. Everything's new. New teammates. I'm still trying to find out like what runs they make, what kind of players they are, what they do, what they don't do. But it's up to me to find that out and work with them and find out ways to win games. But fortunately enough, my last club, we kind of played a similar formation and I played in a similar sort of position. So that makes it maybe easier for me to transition into this new team and new league.
Thank you.
Isai.
Hi, Matt. Nice to meet you. I know next week it's going to be your first home game. How excited you are to meet the fans?
Yeah, of course. Massive. I'm looking forward to being part of Salt Lake. It's something that I'm looking forward to. New home ground for me. I have been to the stadium. It's beautiful with the mountains there. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we can make it a bit of a fortress this season and win plenty of games there.
Yeah, the mountains are really beautiful, as you said. yeah, the connection in the goal, I need to tell you, between you and Luna and Chicho were really good. During the trainings, you try to play like those kind of plays or today were just natural?
Today was just that I don't think I've trained with Diego or Chicho yet. So that was kind of my first time with the guys playing. I trained in California, but they were like on a regen day. So yeah, that was my first day with them, and it just seemed to happen, I guess. Chicho was there, and I'm playing the ball, and he did the rest. There wasn't much for me to do. It was all old Chicho, really.
Hey, thank you, and congratulations for your debut.
Thank you.
Anything else for Matt? For Tree, I should say. Crooksy? All right, we're good.
Matt Crooksy from Leeds, Yorkshire's finest. Crooksy's better than the Tree.
I agree.
Although he did look like a huge, stoic oak tree in the middle of the park. He stands out. You always know where Matt Crooksy is. And again, for only having a couple of sessions, not working with Diego Luna or Chicho Arango before, he looked like the connection to that goal. There's good natural ability in this attacking front four for RSL.
I think that's massive, the fact that he had yet to train with Chicho, he had yet to train with Luna, and he came in and he was linking up with them like they've already had 20 sessions together under their belt. They looked really solid on the pitch, and so that just kind of gives me confidence, and that makes me more excited to see what Crooks can bring to this team and kind of what that front four will look like once it's all gelling together.
It's now Portland 3, Colorado Rapids 0. Yeah, Anthony with his second goal of the game. It was a beauty. He thought it was offside for quite a while there, but VAR gets involved and gives the correct decision. But yeah, 3-0 there, and about 4 or 5 minutes before half time, and yeah, Phil Neville's up and running, and so is Chris Armas, I guess. Obviously, we've got Amika Anelli and Chicho Arango to come up as well, but again, just the natural ability of Matt Crooks, wanted to test himself, wanted a new experience, and it's been on his mind since he was a teenager to come over to the States. I think that's a huge opportunity, particularly at his age, just 30 years old, plenty of left in the tank, not built for speed, although it'll get moving, but it's kind of that dammy situation where it doesn't matter about the speed. It's all about what's the first yard in the head. And again, I think he could be a huge, huge asset in multiple positions for RSL.
Yeah, and just kind of looking at him and remembering back to what Dami did back in like 2021, 2020, it really is almost a like-for-like change, a like-for-like transfer where Dami goes out, they bring in Crooks, you got the height, you got the ability on the ball, you're not going to get the speed, but you're going to get a little bit of a poacher inside the box. He loves to score goals with his head. Plenty of those over in Middlesbrough, over in the Championship. And so, again, just super excited to see what he's going to bring to this Rouse-like midfield and this Rouse-like attack once he's cemented himself in and once he's settled in.
And obviously that helps Paulo Ruiz. He's going to be able to move back, play in that 10 role as well. Again, there's so many options for Real Salt Lake now. Again, still believe we're still one attacker short, but right now, we can hold our horses because there was promise tonight with how RSL got themselves together and how they started to play, which was the most important thing. The result, great. All 3 points would have been absolutely phenomenal, but the fact that they started to play the way that their coach wants them to play, I think that's a massive, massive plus for Real Salt Lake. As you know, it's been said, the games are coming thick and fast. We play against LAFC as the home opener, and then all of a sudden you've got the first installment of the Rocky Mountain Cup with Colorado Rapids.
Yeah, RSL's kind of got a little bit of a gauntlet to start off the season. Some tough matches. We just had the Miami. Now a road trip to St. Louis. LAFC is going to be LAFC. That's always going to be a super tough matchup at home. Hopefully they can pull off a result with it being the home opener. And then, as Lauren mentioned, the trips to Vancouver aren't as kind to RSL as maybe we would want them to be. And then having St. Louis back, having Colorado here as well, those will be fun matchups.
Huge, huge opportunity for RSL to hit the ground running. As we know, RSL getting a 1-0 victory against LAFC in LA towards the end of the season. A great move between Rubio Rubin and Chicho Arango's great header to send Max Crapo the wrong way to get that vital 1-0 victory. That was kind of breaking a hoodoo a little bit. They've got to break a hoodoo now at home where they've really, really struggled against LAFC.
I think if memory serves right, there's only been one victory here at America First Field for RSL against LAFC. So what better time to kind of break that curse, if you will, and start winning some games against LAFC at home with a new LAFC. They looked really good today, but I still think that this is a new team that's also going to be gelling mm-hmm. together, and it's a perfect opportunity for RSL to try to take advantage of that.
As you said, RSL will play on the 2nd against LAFC. That is a noon kickoff, pregame starting at 11. So please join us bright and early and pack the field or the riot. America First Field. It still weirds me out. Then, obviously, the 9th, you've got the Colorado Rapids coming into town. On the 23rd, there'll be a break. And then on the 23rd, you're on the road against Vancouver Whitecaps, playing on the turf. We'll see Demir Krylak, hopefully. Hopefully he doesn't enjoy it too much. And then back home on the 30th for the home game against St. Louis. Strange one, how they've done that in the schedule, but there you go. RSL will then travel to Minnesota. And, well, we're going to throw it over to St. Louis again. Who's up?
Looks like we got a Nelly.
Hello, Mecca. Congrats on the draw and a pretty solid performance from you. I think your coach, Pablo, called it the best performance of your career so far. So what is your reaction to that statement?
Pretty excited with that, pretty happy with that. I think I would agree with it as well. You know, I think I've come a long way just from last year, you know, in my play and my style of play and how comfortable I am. And so for Pablo to say that as well in this game, it just means a lot to me. And hopefully it's just something I can build on as the season continues.
And then what was it like in a game like this where, you know, it was scoreless for so long and then it ends in a draw as well? It just kind of felt like it was a defensive matchup for a lot of the time. Do you feel like you kind of thrive in those types of matchups though?
Yeah, I think possibly. And I think playing away and playing at place St. Louis as well, the way they try and play is really, you know, kind of direct, and you know, you have to fight for second balls, you have to win duels, and if you can do that, then you can control the possession a little bit better. And I think we did that really well today. So I think the whole team, you know, as a whole, just winning second balls, winning duels allowed us to then gain the ball high up the field and kind of keep them pinned in, especially in that second half, and then create some good chances.
And then lastly, a couple milestones tonight. It was obviously the debut for Matt Crooks. And he mentioned that he hadn't really trained much with you guys at all, but he had the assist on Chicho's goal, which ended up being Chicho's 100th goal. So I'm just curious, what kind of your thoughts are playing with those two players? Matt, obviously very recently, but a little more experience with Chicho.
Yeah, no, I mean, just fantastic players, obviously. I remember when Chicho first came in last summer, I think I got asked a similar question, what it's like, and it was just been like a week or two. And like, you know, everybody has loads of talent, but also the workload, the work ethic that he puts in is amazing. So when you have a player of that caliber, also putting in the work ethic, I think it just raises the level of everyone around them. And then Crooksy, you trained with him a little bit in Portugal, only a couple sessions back in Salt Lake, but you could obviously see the talent he has, obviously coming from Middlesbrough as well. And he's a great player as well, and also just a great mentality. I think very experienced as well, so which could help our group too. And obviously, we saw his assist today, loads of talent, and he finds pockets of space really, really well, even just for the short amount of time I've played with him. And I'm excited to see how the rest of the season goes.
Awesome.
Anybody else from Mecca?
Congratulations, Mecca. I think it's the same opinion that you coach. It's the best game with Real Salt Lake for you tonight. Especially, I love the, because it's especially aggressive in your play, no? In tonight. especially aggressive in not only to play to back, you know, play in front with the, in connecting with the other guys, no?
Yeah, I think that's something that I've kind of tried to work a little bit this preseason. I think I know Nate especially has been pretty helpful with it, but I think he's told me a couple of times throughout the preseason to kind of, you know, use my dribble a little bit more to break some lines. And I think when I take sometimes, if it's the right time to do it, to take a couple extra touches to, you know, break that first line of pressure, then it allows me to see other passes, you know, it allows other pockets of space to open up. So I think I did that really well today. And I think just continually, you know, working on that body shape, checking my shoulder, and then know when I'm able to drive and take a couple extra touches to beat the first line of pressure to then play to our tens, play to our wingers, play straight to Chicho. Something that went well today and that I've definitely been working on in preseason, and it's been always been on my mind in preseason and something that I want to continue to get better at throughout this season.
Mm-hmm. Probably tonight you gave me from the in the 11 to start all the game. Huh?
You said what?
Que probably, ¿cómo se dice Caleb? Que no me acuerdo en inglés el titular, el ser el once titular en el equipo, que se lo ganó hoy, porque decía Pablo que iba a ser el once titular, ¿no? Que va a estar de titular.
A starter?
A starter, yes.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season, maybe you're the starter.
Oh, I mean, it's a long season, obviously, as you know, so I think just hopefully if I continue to put in the same work I did today, you know, put it in every single training session and then, you know, continue to work hard and just build off of this game, especially. It's something that I would love to do, hopefully play as many games as I can. And that's my goal for this season. So definitely.
Thank you.
That was Amika Anelli, man of the match performance. Obviously, his head coach telling him that that was his best performance since he's come to the club. We're going to head to a break. You're listening to the RSL post-game show here on the RSL Radio Network. All right, welcome back into the post-game show. Spencer Warne, Alex Naples. Just going to call you Naples from now.
That works.
just because of Diego Maradona, what he did at Napoli. Not a city that you really want to go travel to. Italy's great. It just, you feel that mafia vibe in Naples. I'm just throwing it out there. Hey, go if you want. You know, I'm not saying don't go.
Maybe,
anyway.
Maybe eventually I'll make a trip out there.
Yeah. Great stadium, by the way. It's falling down, but it's great. RSL getting a point on the road against St. Louis City. 1-1 is your final score. RSL off the mark in the scoring charts, off the mark in the points for the Western Conference, and a really solid 90-minute performance. Some really bright spots. Obviously, Chicho Arango getting off the mark for the season. Hugely important for your captain, your main goal scorer. The build-up play for the goal, Diego Luna, lovely flick into the path of Matt Crooks, who one-times it. And then there was still plenty of work for Chicho to do, and he put it away expertly to give RSL the lead. But still work to do at the back. Just a little lapse, I would say, decision-making-wise from Brian Vera, who we know is an aggressive player. We love that about him, but there's certain times to contain and certain times to go through a forward, and he lost that battle as they made it 1-1 5 minutes later in the 79th minute. But again, we've talked about Matt Crooks' almost ideal debut in Major League Soccer with the assist. Amika Anelli, as his manager said, you know, his best performance in an RSL shirt since he came out of college. For me, he was man of the match. I thought he was absolutely excellent, moving from right back into midfield for this game. But as we start to cast an eye over next weekend, a noon kickoff, 11 a.m. pregame show here on the RSL Radio Network against MLS Cup finalists, runners-up, LAFC. No Vela, no problem. 2-1 victory against Seattle today. Apparently, rumours are according to LA Times, that LAFC are still trying to figure out a deal for Carlos Vela. It'll be interesting to see if he comes back to the league, even at the age of 34. Just a phenomenal player. Hopefully, if it does happen, it's after next weekend.
For sure. Even though he is 34, and I think even though he had kind of an off season last season, Carlos Vela is still Carlos Vela, and he's going to be able to come onto the pitch and impact the game in any way, shape, or form. And so I think the best case scenario and the best news that Real Salt can receive this week is that Carlos Vela stays off that squad and off that roster for another week or so, so that way they come into America First Field without him.
It's official on March 3rd. We'll all be good with that, right? Instead of March 2nd. That's going to do it from myself and Alex, from DJ and Jay Nolly and Lauren, who docked out early. I would complain, but I'm doing that next week as well. I'm only here for pregame. But RSL getting a point on the road. That is 1 point out of two out of possible six to open the season up. It's not all bad. There are some really good things happening, particularly with the players and some of the link-up play that we saw in the 90 minutes tonight. But we wish you a wonderful rest of your weekend. We'll be back here for the noon kickoff right here on the radio RSL Radio Network with an 11 a.m. pregame. Make sure you get your tickets at rsl.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Deflected. Oh, and a bad back pass to Chicho. Chicho slots it home, and RSL takes the lead. 74th minute. Oh, it was a gift, and Chicho punishes him. They are in trouble trying to get a goal. Long ball over the top. Oh, and they round Vera into the 18. The shot and a goal, and it's 1-1. And St. Louis pulls it back in the 79th minute.